Welcome to Live and Love Your Brand, a podcast to support you in sharing your message and mission with the world. I'm your host, Emma Lovell. I'm lovely by name, lovely by nature. I'm a personal branding specialist with a mission to support female entrepreneurs to live and love their brand. I've been running my business, Lovely Communications, for more than 12 years, and I can hand on heart say that my success has come from the strength of my personal brand. I believe in the power of owning and sharing our story. I want to help you own your story, shop consistently, and really put yourself out there. So here on the podcast, you'll find helpful tips, practical exercises, and joyful discussions that will inspire you to reconnect with your brand and communicate it more effectively. I'll be joined by incredible experts to discuss how personal branding can have a huge impact on your business and on your life. I'd love to hear from you, so please make sure to connect over on social media. You can find me on Instagram, at Lovely Comms, that's L-O-V-E-L-L-Y, double L means double the life. Facebook, Lovely Communications, and you can join in the conversation in our lovely community, the Live and Love Your Brand Facebook group. Of course, make sure to come back weekly as each new episode drops. I can't wait to share with you how to gain clarity, build confidence, and increase connections, all by sharing your unique personal brand with the world. Lovely Communications is based on the Gold Coast and recognises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this place, now known as Australia. We are grateful for the continuing care of the lands, waterways and skies where we work, live, listen, learn and play. From here on Yugambeh country and from wherever you are listening, we respect the elders past, present and emerging. Welcome to today's episode where I have not one but two incredible guests sharing their story and their amazing collaboration. I have co-founders of Human Elevation, Shana Kennedy and Colleen Calander. Now, I met Shana many, many years ago when she was actually my business and life coach, and it's so wonderful to still be connected and to see what she has grown and created now. And we all know I'm a big fan of collaboration, and this is one that's absolutely working. So look, it's high-performance coach Shana Kennedy and her client, Colleen Calander, CEO of Sports Girl, joined forces to bring the best skills in the business of life and leadership together under the pillars of life leadership and longevity for high-performance living without the burnout. These women are on a mission to help people to live the greatest life and achieve their best at their ultimate. And it's all about this human elevation. Let's jump in and talk to them about it. I basically feel like this was just a coaching session for me and I took a lot away from it. So I know that you're going to get some amazing value from this episode as well. Enjoy. Welcome to the podcast, Shana Kennedy and Colleen Calander.
Thanks for having us. We're super excited to be here to share the story and to share some tips and tricks along the way.
I love it. And, you know, this is probably only our second episode with multiple people, so it's always fun to have more people on the call. And as a person who collaborates myself, I really love learning about those stories. But we will start with, we might go individually and then we can go together. So we'll do the fun question of who are you? So Shana Kennedy, who are you?
I am a life coach. I've been a life coach for 20 years and it's all about simplicity, creating structure, creating your life plan and really getting to know who you are, where you're going and how you're going to get there. And that's been my wheelhouse for 20 years and I love it. And I still feel I've got another 20 years in me. It's definitely something I'm really passionate about, is helping people create their life plans moving forward. And there's a big history, you know, into where, how that started, about coaching athletes into retirement, as you know, and building a business that I could raise my family and look after my health at the same time. So that's a real very short version, but that's probably enough today.
I love it. And yes, I actually got to meet Shana 11 years ago and experienced her coaching for myself. And I was just saying off air, I can still picture diagrams that she drew me and wise words that she gave me. And when I think about athletes, I always do think about the story you shared of that challenge to retirement. So I think there's a whole nother story in that, but it's so wonderful to come full circle and have you here today. And then Colleen, Colanda, tell us about you.
Hi, Emma. Well, we're meeting for the first time. So it's wonderful to meet you, and thanks for having us on your wonderful podcast. My background's a little bit different. I was in fashion retail for 30 years, and 20 of those years I was at the Suzanne Sports Girl Group with 13 as CEO, 6 years at Suzanne as CEO, and then 7 years at Sports Girl as CEO. And that's where Shana and I met, and we'll talk about that today. But I'm very, very passionate about leadership, and particularly women in leadership and leading in a new era as well. You know, we are in a very different, changing world, and I'm very much about putting people at the heart of everything that we do and really changing those leadership rules and bringing kindness and authenticity and passion into showing up every day. So my background's quite different, but Shana and I met. Shana was actually my life coach, as she was yours, a long time ago now, and really coached me in my CEO world, but not only myself, but also my executive team. So I'm very passionate about supporting people, not only in their work life and coming to work every day and doing a great job, but really showing up as the best version of themselves. And to do that, you know, we need all of these great support people around us to do that. And very passionate about leadership, brand, culture. And that's really what I kind of bring to the table in this partnership, where Shana has all of those incredible life skills and life strategist and all of those wonderful things. So this makes quite a unique and very interesting dynamic duo, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And I love hearing people's history and where they started. And there's so much more to the story than our headline and our title and our role at the time. So all those things that you bring. And I love what you said about that, the whole life versus work thing, you know, the whole leaving your personality at the door. This is like such a 1950s, 60s outdated way of working that we just cannot cut off our life. And I think if any time showed us that, it was COVID, where, you know, life was happening to all of us and we were taken into our homes. And, you know, you just cannot draw a line and separate, well, this is worky me and this is personal me. And I love that you're starting to speak about that. How did you sort of come up with the idea then to, you know, obviously work together, but then when did the spark go, okay, this is actually something that's needed?
Yeah, well, actually, when I was coaching Colleen, we'd always have our sessions together, and we always said, you know, one day we'll work together. You know, we'd love to work together. Imagine if our two brains were together, what we could create. And we used to get really excited. And then I'd go off coaching people and she'd go back to her CEO role. And then in COVID, when Colleen actually finished her 20 years at the helm, we decided, well, you know, I said to her, go and have a year off. And then we just went for a walk one day, and we sat down one day when she'd launched her book. We went to Donovan's actually, and we had a celebration lunch, and we said, I think it's now time. You know, I think it's time that we combined, and why don't we just start with a keynote together? And I'll talk about life and you talk about leadership. And from there, it turned into a full-scale business, full-day immersions. A book has been written, all of this in 18 months. We take people around the world walking on walking trips, where we actually have just done the Camino. We've got Japan in October, where we walk, you know, 25K a day, but we're coaching you while we walk. And so we've created, you can imagine, the two brain trusts together. We have created what we think is a great brand called Human Elevation, taking people to another level, because people need clarity, and they need clarity on self-awareness, self-management and self-leadership. And we have 18 topics that we think are the most powerful topics that you can have and master in your life. And we go in and we teach them as a duo together, coming from a life side and from a leadership side. And it's very unique. It's very, very powerful. And we're taking that into the corporate arena.
Yeah. fantastic. And I'm a walker myself. So I saw when you were going on the Camino, it's on my list. And I love that concept because I know I've done a lot of treks over the years, and the people that you meet and the conversations that you have, we don't need to learn sitting down in a room. We can learn as we go. And I think that's such a beautiful concept. And also that elevation, that's such a great word, because I was literally saying this morning about how when you go on planes, I know I love travel for many reasons, but literally that going up in the air, it's like your mind expands and you just get so much more clarity from going to that higher level.
Yeah.
We actually say that, Emma, about our walking. As Shanna was just saying, we just completed Camino, which was unbelievable, coaching and along the way, and Japan's coming up in October. But the same thing happens when you actually take yourself outside of your work environment and you connect with nature. And, you know, sometimes people think it's hard to, you know, we're going on this walk, can I just switch off? And people switch off very, very quickly on this walk because you're in a completely different environment. You have time to breathe, you have time to talk, you have time to be coached. And people come out of those walks with this incredible clarity and lots of fresh air in their lungs, lots of fresh ideas, completely reset themselves. So it's really important that we tap out of that everyday life and that everyday treadmill that we're on to be able to really allow ourselves to elevate. We can't elevate when our feet are in the quicksand, right? We actually have to get out of that if we want to elevate our lives. And, you know, everything we talk about goes across life and leadership. They don't sit in all of these different boxes. You know, we have to build these fabulous lives so we can lead as well. And then the third piece of it is that longevity piece, right? How do we do all of this without burning out? And as you would know, Shanna has had, you know, chronic fatigue, and I had burnout in 2007, which is actually when I got Shanna as my coach. So we've built the strategies into our lives. We've built those structures and habits and self-care plans to make sure that we can elevate as humans, because one of the big things for us is that we want to walk the talk. We don't want to show up and teach and preach anything that we actually don't do ourselves. So we are, you know, the living versions of doing this every day. And, you know, we talk about human first always. And even as a CEO, for me, it was always human first.
Very refreshing to hear. And it's quite counterintuitive, isn't it, when you're in that, like you said, the quicksand and you feel stuck in the mud, that, you know, you feel that you've got to do, and I've got to do more to get out of this situation, when actually it's the opposite. You remove yourself and it fights every sort of instinct. But I have actually just booked myself to go to Bali on Thursday. And I'm going in 3 weeks for that exact reason. I was like, doesn't feel like it makes sense, but I'm absolutely called to do it. And I know that I'm going to come back 1,000 times better, because I can't run on this kind of treadmill or stuck in it. And I think we also forget, like what you were talking about, we forget sometimes those big goals and those big dreams. And we don't, not everyone, you know, having someone like a life coach on, you know, to be able to pull that out with you. But even then, when you're in the day-to-day, so to go to that real immersion and getting to be out of that, you know, day to day, to think, well, what do I want for me for long term, for the future? It's such a beautiful space to be in. And so tell me more about the master plan. I'm very excited about this. I love a plan.
we all need a plan, as Shanna will tell you. That's her, that's, you know, her wheelhouse. We all need a plan. But I think the real uniqueness of the master plan, firstly, is that you have two women who have been at the top of their games in their careers, raised families, both faced adversity and setbacks in, you know, chronic fatigue and burnout, but really built, as I said, those skills into our lives. But the master plan really, or the whole business around human elevation, brings, as I said, Shanna's life skills, planning skills, habit stacking, you know, all of those things that allow us to show up and be the best version every day in our everyday life. And then my skills of leadership and culture and brand and people. And we've brought those together. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there talking about these things individually. There is no dynamic duo in Australia. We are the first, you know, and I think, again, that's really our uniqueness, is our mission. You know, we are two women, one mission, and our mission is to elevate humans. And to do that, we need all of those three pillars all working nicely together. those life skills, those leadership skills, which is all about leading self first, actually. A lot of people think leadership is about leading other people. Leadership is about leading ourselves. And then that longevity skill. How do I not have burnout? How do I build in self-care? How do I celebrate? Because we've all forgotten to do that as well. So the master plan really is a full day, as Shanna said, immersive program where teams and leaders and people from all walks of life, really, but primarily we go into corporate businesses and actually spend the whole day working with the team. And often it's the first minute the team have actually had a minute to think about themselves. Mm. You know, we've just been, everyone's just been to being trying to survive through COVID, right? And now we're taking people out of that mindset and really allowing themselves to work on the most important person, the asset, and the asset is them. And they come away with a full plan. And Shanna might talk about the plans because that's really her real driver behind her coaching of athletes. So really we've taken that athlete mindset, that high performance mindset, and created a plan around that.
And I'll just cut in before we go to that, but just to say that about the self, I think there's a lot of people out there who don't think of themselves as a leader or couldn't be a leader because they don't have the team already. So even as a business owner, when you potentially only have contractors or take in people from time to time, you find that calling yourself a leader quite difficult. But it starts with the self. And, you know, and then when you look at it and you reflect on it, there would be times in your life where you've had to show leadership or potentially where you want to get to that point of being a leader. But I think that block of going, well, if I don't have this huge team underneath, I'm not the CEO, therefore I can't be the leader. It's, you know, that we can all have this sort of leadership. This leadership is very important, this experience to have and to have that view of ourselves. But yeah, Shanna, please tell us more about, I guess, the structure or, yeah, how it came to be.
Yeah, we call it like high performance living. So let's just not live and survive as on that treadmill. So let's move into and elevate to high performance living. Let's have high performance habits. Let's have high performance mindset. Let's have high performance plans so that we've got clarity and purpose and direction for the future. Let's have high performance celebration where we actually have put celebration in, because without celebrating, we just don't have the energy to set goal after goal after goal after goal. So we actually are doing wall planners. So you come out of that day with a full plan that goes onto your wall, just like an athlete would, like a board that says, you know, in bullet point, you know, this is what's most important to me. And the second piece of paper that goes on the wall is, these are my basic actions that I could do right now to move, to shift, to get out of stuck energy, to get out of that stuck state. Because often it's just all stuck in our brain. So the master plan day is just extracting, you know, powerful words and powerful actions and putting them up on the wall together so that your brain just every day has that clarity of who am I and how am I going to move forward? You know, do I have to make that call, send that email, commit to that habit for 60 days, just those small basic things that people aren't doing. You know, it's all about the things that are easy not to do and easy to do. It's nothing high tech. It is nothing too hard for any human. Every human deserves to have a high performance life. Every human deserves to feel like a leader of their own life and put two hands back on the steering wheel and stop being a passenger. But we can only do that if we have a plan, because our brains need a map. They need to know where they're going. They need an instruction list for the day. And if we haven't created one, it gets really lost. It gets in a funk. It just looks at the weather. It looks at the news. It looks at the people around us. We get into comparisonitis. We start doom scrolling. All of those things happen if we don't have a plan. So that's why it was really important for us to combine all of Colleen's skills and my skills and put them into a plan just for every person, so that they had incredible self-awareness, incredible self-leadership, and incredible self-management skills. And it's all about self. When we can show up in the world being the best version, you know, as we put on our diagrams 11 years ago, if you want to be at the top of the mountain, that means you've got a full tank you can give to other people, and you can have fulfillment in life, not just be an achievement junkie.
Oh, I love it. I'm just nodding along vigorously because you're both just speaking to my soul right now. I had these exact conversations last week, though. You know, people asking me what my direction is and what my plan is. And the funny thing as a coach is I could totally see the wood through the trees for someone else. But when it's your own stuff, it can be really like challenging, and it just gets very muddy and very messy. And everybody wants to at the moment sell all these fandangled tools and systems and platforms, and this will be the way. And it, like you said, it could be quite simple, but without having that plan or that structure, and potentially without having a guide or someone to quite take you through that process, doing it alone, it can be very messy. And, you know, having someone, I kept saying the last week, I just need someone to sit with me or to guide me through this, because I cannot, I'm not extracting that myself. You know, we need support.
One of the things, we've got each other. We've got each other now. So as a collaboration, you know, Colleen and I have got each other. But I traditionally get myself a coach every couple of years. As a leader in my own business, I also invest in coaching. But collaborating is really important, we think, for the future. Yeah. And women in particular, you know, we're often juggling families, we're juggling the business, we're trying to be healthy. You know, we think that collaboration is the way to go for the future. So that's our main focus now, is supporting each other, building a business together, and getting the best out of each other for the best result.
And one of the other things, Emma, that we have done, and because our whole thing is about elevating humans, and we just talked about getting a coach or coming to a master plan, not everyone can do that, right? Not everyone can get themselves a coach. Not everyone may be able to get to a master plan program. So we want to be able to impact. We talk about every human on the planet. How can we actually make a difference? So we've just finished writing, or when I say just, in February this year, finished writing our book. And it is all around human elevation. We can't give you the title just yet. That's all going to come out. But that hits the stores on the 5th of December. And our whole driving purpose behind that, we sat there and said, how do we get to every human on the planet? You know, how can we make an impact? How can we change people's lives for the better? And, you know, you might not be able to do some of those things, but everyone can buy a book or download an audio book, right? So everything we talk about will be in a book. So everyone can have access to being able to elevate their lives in whatever way they need to do that or want to do that. So that's pretty exciting. We did that in true high performance style, by the way. Yes. We are both A-type overachieving, achievement junkies. So we actually locked ourselves away from our husbands, not at home. We had a house completely away from anyone. And we pretty much wrote for 16 hours a day for 7 days. We did not stop. So that was high performance living, writing a book. So that was super fun too.
Oh, I love that. And I do remember Shannon's first book and her talking about that process as well. And I've always remembered that. It's like that when that thing is, you are driven, and when you have that thing that needs to get out into the world, but, you know, setting aside that time, and that it doesn't, I think, have to take a huge amount of time, but I guess it has to take a real concentrated focus. Yeah. And then collaboration, you know, I love it. I've episode 66 was about a collaboration that I have with a wonderful photographer called Jade Warne, also a coach, and just having someone who gets you, who understands you, who has, as you said, complementary skills, but can also be there for you. I think the biggest thing, like you were saying, that I've got out of the collaboration is that it's someone to share the load with. You know, the days where I don't have energy, she has a bit more, and, you know, we can just really have those open, deep conversations and support each other through. And someone who's on the journey with you, you know, in the arena with you, not out there going, you could do this and you should do that and why don't you do, you know, they're like, no, they're in it, and then you're making things together. Brilliant.
Pretty special. And I don't think many people can do it and do it well. Mm. You know, I think that there has to be an enormous amount of transparency, a huge amount of honesty, and the ability to have hard, honest conversations, which we do, and total respect for each other. So I think a lot of people maybe might be in it for the wrong reason as well. Mm. So you've got to be, you know, very careful who you choose to collaborate with.
I think we see that a lot, people, you know, and that word collaboration, due to social media, has been thrown around a lot, like collab. And, you know, I think people could become a bit wary because it has been maybe using people for their profile or not mutually beneficial. So, as you said, understanding why you're in it. But I can see here a lot of mutual respect and admiration in both of you for one another, which is beautiful, and such a sharing of the load, which is feeling very important in my life at the moment. But tell me, you know, something that does come up when people pass partner together or collaborate together is obviously you're two individuals. You have your own personal brands, you have your own projects. How do you find navigating that you've got your own selves and your own brands and then communicating the partnership?
Well, what we've decided is, you know, you have to have those really frank conversations. So for me and my coaching business, it's just running in the background, but the main focus 100% is the human elevation and putting my energy there. You can't put energy in two businesses at the same time. You really have to focus on one and have one, you know, lowering down. So I think what we've both done is really elevated our energy into this project, and we have certain days a week that we work on it all day. And then we've got a couple of other things running in the background for ourselves personally until it gets such time that we actually have to shut the other things. So I think it's about pacing as well, embracing the pace. You know, you can't just throw all your eggs into one basket straight away. So I think we're doing a really nice, gentle transition into having this human elevation business, and feeling like we're both comfortable at the same time and constantly checking in with each other. And I think a lot of people don't do that. I think a lot of people just go, yeah, let's go full bore ahead, and they forget to check in. It's not paced very well. So all of a sudden people find themselves maybe in a position that they don't want to be. Would you say that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely think that. I think it comes back to, as Shanna said, finding the right partner, and then having those very open, honest conversations always. You know, we've known each other, Shanna and I, now for 20 years. So we can kind of finish each other's sentences, really. Our husbands also have a bromance, so that's very helpful when you have to work together and see a lot of each other. So that's quite nice as well. But I think the big thing is honesty and respect, and you know, being true to who you are as well. You know, we know what we're good at, we know what we're not good at, we know when we need to lean on each other and tap into each other's expertise. I think that there's a lot of trust there with what we're doing with each other, so it's pretty exciting. And I think if we had have thought, you know, 18 months ago when we talked about this idea that we would be here, have just finished the Camino, running these incredible programs for corporates, having a book come out this year, which we know is going to be a bestseller. You know, we would just never have thought that, you know, 18 months ago. It was just something like, let's do this because we really like working together and it's nice to, you know, partner. And it's really just gone from, you know, this just huge growth in 18 months. So yeah, we're really excited about where this can go in the future and how many people we can actually help elevate their lives.
I love that. You know, it seems like, you know, there's always these messages that come up around the time I'm actually going to do a half marathon in like 6 weeks, and that pacing. And then, you know, someone gave the sprint and the marathon analogy like twice last week without knowing about the half marathon. And I'm like, okay, you've just said pacing. I'm like, it's starting to drop in. But, you know, I think as entrepreneurs and when you're excited about something, you want to do it all now and you want it all to be there and you want it to be at the top of the mountain, like we said before. You just want to get up there and have it all done, when, you know, you need to get those foundations built and then understand that some of the pieces of the project, you know, you're saying about the book coming out in December, it's like, oh yeah, some of those things do take time. Mm-hmm. And one piece of it could be needs that real action and needs to be the sprint, but then the other part of the plan is the marathon. And yeah, learning that pacing and where that fits in, I think, yeah, that's a very impressive skill set, and you know, being on the same page, the two of you, about that. Because yeah, you can have one who's really like, go, 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 and the other one, not so much. So
you need to allow it to naturally evolve as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can't sit down on day one and say, this is the business name. And you know, what we did is we allocated different areas of expertise, you know. So I'm not really good on detail. I can't write articles. I can't do social media, but Cole can do that. But I can do finances, and I've got a corporate background for those connections. So it's really about just letting things naturally evolve as well and sticking to our strengths, and constantly checking in. I think it's really as simple as that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I love that you apply that high achievement methodology to everything that you're doing, the high achiever, that you can be the high achiever. But to hear people talking about life and how life fits into that, and also be the celebration piece is a huge one for me, the celebration and the reward and experiencing it along the way, and not just, oh, when we get there, then we'll do this. the enjoyment part, like actually taking people out and going and enjoying it yourselves as well, going and doing these walks as part of it. I think it's such a beautiful business model.
Oh yeah, we don't mind a lunch or a dinner, do we?
No, we have a very good balance.
That is wonderful to hear. Now, is there a tip, and it's probably a very big ask, but is there a tip for our audience if they're looking to start elevating their life? So if there's, you know, this sort of recognizing that they do need something more, obviously in December, buy the book, but what's a tip you could give people now if they're in that sort of, possibly might be asking for a friend myself in that muddy, messy, I don't know what the direction is.
Well, our first tip is always to go back to the basics and go back to your own set of values and know who you are and what's most important to you. And as you get stuck on the treadmill of life and in the speed of life, we just need to jump off and just say, okay, what is the order of what's most important to me? And what is my diary showing me? Does it actually reflect that? And when you start with self-awareness, which is the first part of all of our master plan stuff, is actually self-awareness, is know your values. Really think about what is most important to you. That would be my first tip.
We talk about it, Emma, as the foundations of self, you know, that whole self-awareness. And the three, if you think about it like building your house, building the foundations of you, we talk about values, which Shanna's just touched on, self, which is that really, who am I? Who am I without my job? Who am I without that title, without those identity markers we become very accustomed to and used to? And then the third part of that pillar, that foundation of the house or of ourselves, is our purpose. Why are we here? Why do we show up? What's the message we want to share with the world? And so when you get those foundations really solid, like the foundations of your house really solid, you can build the most magnificent thing on top of that, right? But when those foundations aren't right and they're shaky, then it doesn't matter what you build on top. There are going to be cracks that will appear. There are going to be shaky moments. We will not weather those storms that come our way. So the biggest piece that we teach straight off the bat is that self-awareness, value, self, and purpose. And then you are so solid and ready to go.
Oh, I love it. You know, I do like to ask, I open the podcast with the who are you question. And I love asking that question in conversations. And it really throws people for six because they do think that they know who they are. And when you ask them, they may not be able to answer that question, which we should fundamentally be the easiest question to ask when we're being asked about ourselves. But, you know, we do get caught up in a lot of mess. So having a guide, having a plan, having a process to go through that, that's such a gift. Now, there are two of you, but where's the best place for people to find you and to learn more about Human Elevation and the Master Plan?
Yeah, the best place to head is just straight to our website, which is www.humanelevation.com.au, and our contact details are there. Our programs are there, our keynotes are there, our walk with us. If any of your listeners love to walk and are ready to do a little bit of self-discovery and spend some time on themselves, Japan is going to be one of the most incredible walks. I've been to Japan a number of times, and we're walking there for 7 days from Tokyo to Kyoto. Only 70K, it's not a big walk, but the experience is going to be absolutely a once in a lifetime. So there's so much on our website you can explore, and just reach out. Yeah, all our details are there.
Thank you so much. And you know, it's so wonderful to get to meet you and talk to you more, Colleen and Shanna. I'm just, I'm extremely grateful for your presence. And, you know, don't underestimate when you go and do this work or when you have a coach, like these, I'm saying 11 years ago, these little nuggets, they sit there and they're there and they come up really often. So I'm really grateful for that. And I'm really excited for both of you with what you're creating now. It's going to help a lot of people.
Oh, thank you, Emma. You never know the ripple effect. And it's the same with podcasts now. You know, someone's going for a walk, they're listening to a podcast, you'll never know the ripple effect that that has on people's lives. And, you know, I really applaud you for doing this because it is a gift to the world, and you never know who you're helping.
Thank you, and enjoy Japan if I don't see you before.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining me today for another episode of Live and Love Your Brand. I'm so grateful that you've shared your time by listening today. That means so much to me. And if you're loving what you're learning, I would be so appreciative if you leave a review, rate this podcast, and subscribe. It really shows me that you care, but it also helps other listeners to find us too. Again, please be sure to connect with me. I love hearing from you and getting to know your story. You can connect with me on Instagram at @lovelycomms, Facebook, Lovely Communications, and please do join the gorgeous community, Live and Love Your Brand, our Facebook group. Or if you're ready to take action now and want to improve how you show up in the world with your brand, then head on over to lovelycommunications.com. Again, lovely is L-O-V-E-L-L-Y, communications.com, to learn how you can work with me. My clients have gone on to experience opportunities that they could never have dreamed of. From starting businesses to taking leadership in their own life, they have found the confidence to stand in who they are and to go wholeheartedly after what they truly want in life. And I want that for you too. If you're ready to invest in yourself and reconnect with who you are, then let's chat. Thank you again for listening. Now go into the world and share the beauty that is the uniqueness of you. Catch you next week, lovely.